share something from Isaiah chapter 50 from verse 7. For the Lord God will help me. The Lord is our helper. A helper means that the person might be strong and have what you lack to help you. This world, all that everybody needs is a helper. Pastors need helpers. Congregation need helpers. President need helpers. In fact, all the ministers of state are helpers. The president is supposed to do all those things, but he's limited. God is our helper. I love God's help. I want his help. Even for me to preach, I need his help. For the Lord God will help me. Because God will help you and me, therefore, I will not be what? Tell somebody, I will not be disgraced.
I will not be disgraced.
Tell the next person, I will not be disgraced.
I will not be disgraced.
Why will you not be disgraced? Anytime you feel like disgrace is coming, no matter where you are and what is happening to you, remember that God is your helper. Therefore, I will not be disgraced. And because I will not be disgraced, therefore, I have set my face like a flint. And I know that I will not be ashamed. Sometimes those things, you said, oh, I will not be afraid. I will not be disgraced. But the opposition against you is telling you, even though God will help you, you fail. So you have to set your faith like what? Make a decision and determine that no matter what is happening around you, no matter what you are hearing, no matter what you are feeling, no matter what others are saying, you're still going to set your face toward the one that you have believed. But there are many other things that will try to stop you from believing that you won't be disgraced. The Lord is your helper. Hebrews 13 verse 5 says, let your conduct be without covetousness. That should be our conduct. Everybody, God has enough for everyone. So you don't have to see somebody who is being blessed. Then your eyes begin to go around, you want his car. There are many cars there, new cars there. And yours is there. He's only having one. Let your conduct be without what? Covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. Contentment. For he, God himself, have said, I, Jehovah God, will never leave you nor forsake you when you need help. Because he, God, have said that, you can boldly also say, the Lord
is our helper.
Let me tell you, no human being on earth here has all. Hey, you may have money, all the millions. You may not have happiness and joy. You may have money and everything, but you may not be able to sleep soundly. Someone too may be poor, don't have anything, didn't have anything to eat that day, and he will sleep very well. The hunger will put him to sleep. I told somebody the difference between a rich man and a poor man is when they are weak. When they are asleep, they are all the same. You may sleep on golden bed, and you may be dreaming you are sleeping at the baller. And somebody may be sleeping on a bench and may dream he's in a mansion. And what have you had no time of dream before? And the dream that you don't want to wake up. And you wake up, you say, ah! God, why? And that's some dream to you. Dream, you, when you dream and you wake up, you thank God. You are afraid to sleep the second sleep. So all that, we can boldly say the Lord is our helper. What can man do to me? What can man? Don't be afraid of man. Your future and life is not in the hand of a man. Man can do many things to frustrate you. In fact, man has the ability to frustrate. But his frustrating cannot change your destiny. Joseph's brothers tried to frustrate his dreams, but it did not end the dream. It rather pushed the dream to the highest level. In fact, his dream would have been in the local level, his family and everybody. But while they thought they were punishing him, they thought they were selling him, they thought they were frustrating him, they were raising him and raising him and raising him to be at the greatest point of life, where not only his family, but other families depended upon him. So whenever the devil comes with frustration, tell somebody, don't give up. So don't give up. That his frustration is your promotion. In the midst of the frustration, try to frustrate you, there is a promotion in it. Because the Lord says he's going to help you, don't look back. Set your face like a flint. The Christian life, there are many things that will try to make us discouraged in life. Don't be. God has promised you that I, the Lord thy God, I will help you. He didn't say, I will let prophet I'll not come and help you. He said, he himself will help you. And because he's your helper, oh, the psalmist says, the Lord is my helper. No wonder David was able to face Goliath. He knew his helper can kill Goliath. He knew he himself cannot kill Goliath. But he knows that when you match me to Goliath, Goliath will finish me. But if you match him to your helper, oh, you should be young. If you have a brother who is a champion, you go and create trouble. When they chase you, you go and hide behind him. And the person who is chasing you, he comes and sees your brother and goes away. Brethren, God is our helper. He's still in the business of helping people. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be disgraced. Tell somebody, I will not be disgraced.
I will not be disgraced.
Say, disgrace is not my portion. No matter what condition in which you are in, there is a way out. You will not be disgraced.
Amen.
For God has a way of helping you. When God's help comes, what looks like a disgrace becomes grace. You remove the dis. When God comes in, the dis goes away and grace comes. Favor comes. Therefore, I will set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. He is near who justifies me, who will contend with me. Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near me. When God is your helper, it doesn't matter. So you're crying every day. For me alone, I have plenty of enemies. Nobody likes me. Thank God nobody likes you. If God likes you and the whole world hates you, you will make it. If the whole world likes you and God hates you, you will fail. You will be ashamed. So you waste all your time interpreting people's action. Some of them, they don't even know you. But because you have it in your mind that people don't like you, even if he's hungry and he makes his face and wants some food to eat, you think it's because of you. The first and the most important thing is to know that God likes you. When God is my helper, my adversary, just come near. You, if you like, come near. Have you forgotten, David? Have you forgotten the Israelites? When they were released and on their way, a mighty army trying to attack these vulnerable people, children, women, men, young men, old men, all of them going, some with their walking stick, and they are not military men. In fact, the Israelites were what? Builders. In their life, they were made to put up buildings, to do all what kind of man, apart from fighting. So they don't even have an army. What they knew was Moses said, let's go. And all this were full. And the king gathered his strongest army to go and fight people with that weapon. Very vulnerable. Never take advantage of a vulnerable person. If somebody is vulnerable, you attack him, God comes to help the vulnerable. You may have all that it takes, but don't think because you have it, the one that don't have, you can do anything to that person. In fact, God fought a nation and said, because you attacked Israel when they were vulnerable. When you knew the people don't have whatever it takes to fight you. You go and you know the land is not yours. And because this man is poor or this woman is poor and cannot take a lawyer to court, you take the best lawyers to take the land from him. You think God will sit down. This woman, maybe that is all that she has. Her children. They will build small by small. Probably he's even bought one cement, two cement, and started building the foundation. And you come because you have money. You have what it takes. You can use powers to take it from that person. The Lord is the person's helper. But when the Israelites saw them, they cried. They shouted. Because they were afraid. Why were they afraid? Because they couldn't. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very, what? They didn't even say afraid. They were what? Very afraid. And there's some situation that have a tag of very afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. I thank God. They did not cry when you have nobody to help you. Look, turn to God. They cried out to the Lord. And the Lord said to them, Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt. You see what they are saying? When we are moved into a corner, we decide to blame God, blame whoever brought us. Why did I be a Christian at all? If I was in the world, I would have had 5 children. Now I'm old. They say we should live holy for God. And it's a genuine argument. The person wanted to live right. 45. 50, 52, 55, 56, 57, 60. Just because they have kept themselves, the Lord is your helper. Say they are, I used to be in the world. Say, we should have left in Egypt to die. Is it that there are no graves? For me to die in the wilderness, it's better for me to die in the town, or at least my tombstone will be there to be remembered. This year, animals will come and eat my body, and nobody will ever know that I've ever lived on earth before. And so what? If they go to see your tomb, do you resurrect? At the end of that time, those with tomb that were inscribed with gold, and those who have died in the wilderness that nobody knows about, when the trumpet blows, all of them become equal. They are equal if they are believers. They are equal if they are unbelievers. Nobody goes with his tombstone. So I say, is that because there are no graves? And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. But God will not put us to shame. He will not disgrace us. We told Pharaoh that God said we should come out and go and worship him. Why would God allow Pharaoh to kill us? How? It's impossible. Don't be afraid. Whatever God has told you, it will face difficulties. But don't be afraid. Just stand still and see what the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians which you see today, for the poverty which you see today, for the disease which you see today, for the sickness which you see today, you will see them no more. Why will you not see them? Because the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. He is coming to help you by fighting for you. You just stand and watch. Your helper has come to do the work for you. Today, you won't be disgraced. The Lord is our helper. We shall not be afraid. 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 And you shall not be afraid. You shall not be what? I love it. Psalm 51 verse 1 to 3. Listen to me. You who follow righteous, listen to me. Just listen. That's what he's saying. Psalm 51 verse 1 to 3. He says that, listen to me. Listen to me. You who follow what? After righteousness. You who seek what? The Lord. Look toward from which you were healed when we're taken off, out of. There's a rock which you were taken out of, and to the hole of the pit which you were dug. You are a product of something. You came out of somebody. You came out of a great promise. Look, listen to me. Look to who? Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you. Look to them. What do you see in them? They came out nothing, but became great. For I call him alone. God called you alone. The devil will attack you alone. The trouble will come to you alone. You are going to face your personal fight. For God called him alone. You say, oh, pastor, I'm alone. Yes. The reason why you feel lonely is because God called you alone. Don't look at the crowd and make crowd make you happy. Look, I call him alone and did what? Blessed him. I love it. God does not call you, will not call you and destroy. He called you the day you gave your life to Jesus. He called you with the intention of what? Blessing you. So whatever comes on your path, remember that the end result is blessing. I call you alone. I call him alone and blessed him and did what? Increased him. For the Lord, I love this area, will comfort Zion. For the Lord will comfort what? Imagine Zion, who need comfort? Now the person is going through some situation, isn't it? If everything is good for you, you don't need comfort. Okay, let's look at it. He will comfort all what? Her waste places. Sometimes, as if the devil have destroyed certain things of your life. Your life has been wasted. There are waste places in our lives. Those areas do not bear fruit. You try and try and try and nothing is coming out of it. The devil has come to destroy that area of your life. God says that I will. Oh, let him. I like the word more than myself. He will comfort what? Not some. All her what? Waste places. He will make her wilderness like what? Eden. You know the Garden of Eden, where Adam used to be before he sinned. No disease, no sickness, no death. Everything worked there. There was no hard labor there. It is after he sinned and God threw him out. He said, you will sweat. You will struggle before you eat. It means that whatever you also put your hands to do, God will comfort it and the waste areas and will make your wilderness like Eden and a desert like the garden of the Lord. In desert place, when you plant anything, it doesn't germinate. God is going to turn the unfruitful areas of your life into the garden of the Lord, which all the rivers run into. Some with gold. They said, if you read Genesis, if you read Revelation, you see all what it was. Good things. No struggle. The goal you're chasing, it will be yours. So, your wilderness is the opposite. Your wilderness. Sometimes in the wilderness is not easy. You are thirsty. Your life has no meaning. There seems not to be future in the wilderness. Temptation there. You know, Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. a lot of temptations. Your wilderness, the situations you are going through, God say, I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to be your helper. This is the help God is going to give to you. Joy and gladness will be found in it. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. When God becomes your helper, this is the end result. As you open your mouth, joy comes out from within. Happiness comes from without, outside, isn't it? Happiness comes when things happen, good things happen to you. But joy comes from within. Joy does not give heart attack. Happiness can give heart attack. You are so excited and your pressure moves up and boom, you are dead. But joy flows out of your heart. Sweetness, joy, it gives you a healthy condition. It brings peace in addition. Joy and gladness, it shall be your portion. This is a prophetic word to you. You who is stagnant in life, this is a prophetic word. God is going to be your helper. Then thanksgiving. At what time do you thank somebody? When something is done to you. It means that you recognize and have seen what God has done to you. So nobody will force you to lift up your hands and thank God. If somebody comes to give you $1 million now, you don't need a teacher to teach you how to thank. You don't need a choir leader to come and give you a preaching on thanksgiving. You don't need a pastor to come and tell you how to give thanks. You don't need anybody even to define what thanksgiving is. Automatically, something will come out of you. And appreciation and thanksgiving comes out. And when it comes out, it's a sincere and genuine, not the pretended one. When they say, thank God, oh God, we thank you, and you've forgotten what you are saying. What are you thanking God for? You don't know what you are thanking him for. The moment you finish thanking, you say, hey, we are suffering. So what did you thank God for? Is it for the suffering? Or you did it as a matter of routine? They said, thank him. You should know what is done for you and appreciate what he did for you. Then you can say thank you. That is what God wants to do for you. Your wilderness will be turned into like the garden of the Lord. God is going to be your helper. In any situation, don't panic. Test of don't panic.
Don't panic.
So don't panic.
Don't panic.
Test of don't panic.
Don't panic.
Relax. And know your helper is around. When you are walking with a rich man, traveling with a rich man, and you are in the plane, he put you into first business class. Then you are there, you are shivering. Hey, where will you sleep? No. It should never cross your mind where you are going to sleep. You know the person has the ability and the power to give you best place to sleep. It's different when you are alone. You struggle and get a visa. Some people are bold. With $200, traveling to US, you don't know anybody there. I don't have that boldness. You land there, New York. in the plane, your heart is making boom, boom. Even before you, when you are before the immigration person, your heart is making boom, 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 boom. Then after you've left, your heart won't stop beating. Then you're not thinking, where am I going? Hey, it's not easy. When your uncle travel, don't put pressure on them to bring you money. Because they too, they have their life lived there. Sometimes the moment somebody leaves a family and travel outside, the entire village family thinks Yadiloto. By the following month, they are sending him messages. We need this, we need that. They don't know that the person himself needs. So let them have a rest more. I hope you're getting me. But if you have a helper who has the ability like God, have all the resources like him, have all the houses and hotels, he's built hotels and everything everywhere, and I'm going out with you to this place, you won't be afraid. The Lord is your helper. Remember the stone in which you were hewn from. Remember that stone that it doesn't know how to make people to disgrace. Remember that it is part of him that has been taken out. So God cares about you. Remember the hole that after you've been taken, there was something that is left in him, which you must play a good role to fill. You think he will allow that hole to be there forever? Remember, he has something to gain in you too. So he will never leave you. And he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said it so that you can boldly look straight into the eye of the devil and say, the devil and his mother-in-law and all his friends, today I'm telling you, I am not afraid. You may roar like the lion, but the power to eat me is not in you. You may put me in fire, but the power of the destruction of fire is taken out of the fire. You may put me in water, but the power of water to get me drowned is taken away. I'll end here. I just wanted to encourage you. I wanted to come out with great power. And that power is based on God, not on what you can do. That God has promised you that he will never leave you and he will never forsake you. So anytime you are in the witness box of the devil, remember that your lawyer, the best lawyer, is with you. He will defend you. He will take you out. He will not disgrace you. He will bring you out of the situation. Go home with this news. God is with you.